Welcome, mortals, once again to the Fearnercast. I'm your host, Deathly Dan Fearnercase, and with me, as always, mentally handicapped Mandy Weaver. What's your scary Halloween name?
Hello, fiends. It's me. It is I.
The bumbling butthole.
Oh, it is I, Mangling Mandy Weaver.
That's not bad. That could be your skating name. That was a good one. Manglin' Mandy. Mandy the Mangler.
Manglin'.
Mandy the mango flavored. She eats anything that's mango flavored.
I'm going to eat you up. Mango.
Mango.
It sounds too close to like mongoloid or it's like too
mongoloid
too
Mandy. So it's our Halloween special. I guess it's going to be a little early, but by the time we would release it next week, it would be past Halloween. So we wanted to get your scares in early.
Oh God, you guys are going to be so wound up by the time it's Halloween. You're going to be looking out like you're going to feel like something staring at you from behind all the time and
wound up, horned up.
No, they're supposed to be scared, not horned up.
Well, that's what the scares is, like an aphrodisiac. And then, like, you're so glad you're alive, you just got to start fucking.
Right. Okay, well, I guess that's a side benefit of.
And that's one of my favorite things about Halloween is that mostly it's an excuse for chicks to dress really skimpily. I love going to the bar on Halloween because there's a bunch of whores out.
Yeah, but.
Not around here. Have you? In a real town.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've yet to see a lady dressed in a sexy outfit out and about that actually looks sexy.
Have you been to a real town? Like, I was in Billings one time. Not that that's a real town, but like Billings one time on Halloween. And good Lord, there were some naked ladies. Almost naked. Practically naked.
Right.
A lot of slutty cops, slutty nurses, slutty candy stripers, slutty monsters, slutty ghosts, slutty vampire chicks, slutty witches, slutty goblins.
Slutty doctors.
No, women are nurses. There's... no. So now, without further ado, Mandy presents What's on Your Mind, Halloween edition.
So, I like Halloween for a lot of reasons. I like Halloween because my kids dress up adorably. Sunny's going to be a fireman, and Daisy's going to be a cheetah.
Oh, I thought usually they have a, like last year, Sunny was a cop, and then Daisy was a drug dog.
Right, but...
And then one year, Sunny was a cowgirl, and Daisy was a little cow.
That was her first Halloween.
Oh, she was a little cow.
She was a cow.
Oh, she was adorable.
Very cute. So Daisy's going to be a cheetah, but she keeps saying she's a fire cheetah.
Oh, right.
Because Sunny's a fireman.
So Sunny can put her out, yeah.
Right. So she's supposedly going to be a fire cheetah. I don't know what that means. But the number one reason why I love Halloween is not my adorable children.
No. They're close second and third.
It is, because I can talk about one of my favorite things that's ever been talked about on this show, the porno ghost.
Yes, the classic bit from classic the days of yore.
From probably the third episode we ever did.
I don't remember.
Or fourth.
Episode anyways, 7.
Anyways, it basically went a little something like this. Hey, Dan, what does a porno ghost say?
I don't know, Mandy. What does a porno ghost say?
Boobs.
And then just waves of
commence
laughter.
Commence laughter. Wait, pause. That was back laughing.
Was back when we had a soundtrack, and we used to have, we filmed before a live studio audience. We used to have to wait for minutes before people would stand up in their seats. Yeah. It was like when Urkel would come in and he'd go, did I do that?
Yeah, that Bordo goes, you're the, is you're my,
the Urkel,
did I do, yeah.
You're the Urkel of podcasting.
How dare you? So I love to boobs. That won't be the first time or the last you'll hear it during
nope.
the show.
No, nope. It will be. You will be so annoyed.
Oh, God. It's so funny. You guys, the reason I sort of took my time with if that is so that they could laugh so that they wouldn't miss any other
if you're the, if you
show.
Have to say, guys, it's funny, then probably guys, not that funny.
Guys, this is funny.
Guys, I know funny. And Porno Ghost is funny. It's comedy gold, baby.
Well, Porno Ghost takes up a lot of space in my brain, so is there anything that's on your mind?
Not particularly. Oh, wait. Should I give out my Halloween costume? What are you dressing up as this year?
Nothing.
You don't dress
I
as
never
anything?
Do. No.
You just dress like a schlumpy old bitch.
I like to dream.
Bitch!
I like to call it Frumperella.
Oh, right.
That's what I dress up as.
I'm going to be Hellboy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But are you going to be working on Halloween?
I have to go to work on Saturday. Halloween is a Thursday, and then the party is Friday that we're going to.
And you have to work at what time on Saturday?
8 o'clock in the
morning.
That
would suck.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't be drinking or anything.
You should party on Thursday then instead.
Thursday. Yeah, we should party on that Thursday there.
I'm in my costume right now. My costume has an accent.
Dipshit Arella.
What was that?
Well, I turned my microphone off so that I could... I was expecting you to act like a professional and not just chug your beer while I was trying to reposition my microphone, but that ship sailed a long time ago.
Well, no, I think it's because the board is haunted.
Oh! Well, my microphone just cut out. Ooh, it's a spooky Tuesday.
It's the spirits.
So that's all that's on your mind? Make sure to tweet us what your Halloween costume will be.
And if it's a sexy one, tweet us a picture as well.
Yes, please. Only tweet us sexy ones. If you're dressing up as...
What do you care? You're not on Twitter. I get to see sexy pictures.
You'll forward the pictures to me.
No, I won't.
I'll fucking kill you.
Okay, so I run the Wicked Radio Network Twitter now.
Brag.
Yeah, I'm bragging right now. So what I've been doing is trying to get a few more followers. So I'll follow some people strategically. It's a strategic method I use. So a lot of people have those direct message things set up that when you follow them, it automatically shoots you a direct message.
Which I don't like.
I hate that.
Check out the archive.
It's irritating because...
It's like I'll listen to what I want to and you just leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, exactly.
How's that sound?
Exactly. So this dude, his name is...
I like getting into Twitter fights with bots. Fuck you.
Fuck you, bot.
Bot.
So this guy's name... In the WRN direct messages, I get this message, and you tell me if it sounds threatening.
Yes.
The miracles of God are aimed at you from every direction. You will receive both messages and podcasts. Both written messages and podcasts for your specific situation. Does it sound threatening? Because it sounds scary to me. That's why this
miracles,
whole show is Halloween themed. This is scary to me, which is why it's part of what's on my mind.
Miracles is what God calls his genitals. So the miracles of God are aimed at you. From every direction. You don't know from whence they came. And they come, they did. Heavenly Father. Oh, these are coming. I'll anoint you, my child.
Staring down the urethra of the Heavenly Father.
It's like looking in the nozzle of a water cannon, a fire hose.
God's pee hole is like a black hole. Basically, maybe that's what black holes are.
Yeah.
God's pee hole.
There's a lot of them, but he is omnipotent. So if I was omnipotent...
Probably got a million dicks.
If I was everything, I would have an infinite number of dicks. The better to penetrate you.
Yeah, dicks. Dick holes are black holes. People get sucked into them. They're vast.
And then they don't come back out.
They're
so dense. That light cannot escape from.
Oh my God, shooting stars are gutsy. This is messed up.
They don't come, no, because nothing comes out of a black hole. Just radiation.
Oh, that's true.
Death.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. That's what happened in Event Horizon. That's why they were all so crazy. They'd seen the inside of God's Wang.
That scares me.
That movie was fucking good. That was scary movie.
Dad said that movie was of the devil.
Yeah. Well, a lot of movies are of the devil.
That movie in particular is Love the Devil.
Yep.
So, anyways, I felt like that was threatening. Clearly it was.
Mm-hmm. I once got, because this was back in the MySpace days, I had a lot of pictures of me playing banjo. And, like, that must have been one of my keywords or something. Like, if you searched for banjo, like, I would come up on the search or whatever. And a guy once sent me a thing. It was like, it was him playing banjo. He's like, wanted to be friends on MySpace, and the message was all like, come join me in God's glorious salvation of banjo. You know, it was like he was like a banjo playing pastor or something. He was like youngish. And I was like, sorry, dude, I play my banjo for the devil. And
I did too.
I did. And then he goes like, sorry, man, just trying to have fun on here. It's really funny.
Oh, see, I thought the story was going in a different direction where you get a picture of a dude and he's naked and he's got holding the banjo out to look like his dick because banjos look like dicks.
Yeah,
it's got
kind of
round area that could serve as the balls, and then the straight up part is his actual dick.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
Well, I didn't think of that at the time. I didn't have a camera.
That's a relief to everyone. Yeah. So
that's a good Christmas card, though. Naked banjo. You're not wearing anything but a Santa hat.
And your banjo pretending to be your dick.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on to wickedly weird news.
Scary news. It's Halloween themed.
Boogers. Boogers. Mandy is disgusted by boogers.
I will throw up.
If you talk like that again, I will probably murder you with an empty beer can.
No need to call.
It's an empty. It's an aluminum bottle.
It's an aluminum
pint glass.
You couldn't hurt someone with that unless you like tore it apart with your.
I could fucking cut you with this right now. Cut.
No, you couldn't.
I'm gonna try. Let me finish my beer.
That was aimed at my eye. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to jam it into your eye.
You could.
Then I'm going to squeeze it and create a vacuum, and then it'll just suck your eye right out of your head.
Then what are you going to do with my eye, stupid?
Step on it.
Okay, here we go. No need to call Batman.
Shove it up your ass!
This got dark. No, this scary.
Is this the first one? Is this the first link?
Yes, don't look at it yet, though.
Oh, fuck.
It's a surprise. No need to call Batman. This Joker was stopped by some trees. Dennis Lalime, a 64-year-old Maine man returning from a Halloween party, crashed his car Sunday while allegedly intoxicated. In his mugshot picture, Lalime can be seen wearing white face paint with green hair, similar to that of the Joker comic book hero. Batman.
Comic book hero? No, Who wrote this story?
I said it weird. Comic book hero Batman's arch nemesis.
Oh, that's a weird sentence.
It is. It's a very long sentence. It's got a bunch of commas in it.
We don't need to deconstruct it. It was weird to put, like, of the Joker, comic book hero, Batman's.
It's very weird. We all know who Batman is. According to WCBD, Lalime allegedly lost control of his car around 2 a.m., crashing into multiple trees and rocks before coming to a stop. His car was damaged, but he was fine. He's charged with operating a vehicle under the influence.
A scary vehicle? The
Jokemobile? No, what was the Joker's called? Car called.
I don't know.
It was not the Jokemobile.
The
it's no laughing matter.
The Anarchy van.
Okay.
Anarchists
now,
all drive vans.
Now you may open the story.
Okay.
And reveal the best part of the story, which I.
It's got to be his costume.
I realize that this is an audio podcast, but. The picture of this dude is priceless.
It's pretty great.
It's priceless.
Because he has a mustache. That he has dyed green.
Right.
It's like what was the guy that did it in the old Adam West, like Cesar Romero. He had a mustache that you could see he had makeup over.
Oh, really?
He played the Joker. Yeah.
This is a very poorly constructed Joker costume.
Just kind of like a disheveled old man. He's got glasses on.
But the kind of glasses that make your eyes look big, that magnify your eyes.
Yeah, they're magnifying.
Over the top of his costume.
He's got like Ray Lewis eye black on.
And he's got giant drunk nose, is what he's got. That's a giant Irish drinking nose.
I think he's got boils on his nose. This is way too big to be.
It's lumpy.
There's a weird lump on the top. It's like a turtle shell on top of his nose.
He looks so strange. I can't picture him without the makeup, to tell you the truth.
I'm like a dog chasing cars, man.
Was that on the old one?
No. It was in The Dark Knight.
Oh.
When he was talking to Harvey Dent.
I don't remember it.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot of things.
One of your favorite movies of all time.
I love that movie.
And you don't remember it.
Well, I don't remember a lot of things. There's a lot of stuff to remember in this world. That one didn't stick. All right.
Jesus. That's just your defense of everything.
Okay, so I'm gonna,
I didn't stick in my dumb brain.
I'm going to tweet that picture out. You guys are going to die when you see it. That's the funniest thing ever.
Derp?
He's like Derp Part 2. Okay, so... Now
costume fail.
Now we're moving on to a super scary story.
It involves butts.
A cleaning crew and a realtor recently made.
Wasn't that the name of a band? Oh no, that was Cutting Crew. I was thinking of.
The cleaning crew is not as romantic of an idea as you might imagine. A cleaning crew and a realtor recently made a haunting discovery. When they stumbled upon a possible occult altar forgotten for a decade and a half in a small house for sale in Colorado suburb.
I just became the Joker in your arms tonight.
Animal skulls, chains.
Must have been something Batman said. That was a Cutting Crew song. That was their only song.
Yeah, that was very clever of you. How can you be a band that only has one song?
Well, they really have more songs than that, but that's the only one that was worth... parodying brilliantly, I must say.
Oh my god. animal skulls, chains, bones from a goat and possibly other animals, a skull mask with a black hood, candles, and a machete were among the items that were found in the home's backyard shed. Police say that some of the bones, including a partial skull, are suspected of being human and have been sent to an out-of-state lab to determine whether any DNA evidence can be found. Up to 20 bones were found, and investigators even brought in search dogs trained to find decomposing bodies.
20 bones doesn't sound like that many bones. I don't think I would have called the police over that.
You would have just been like, it's not a whole person.
Some bones. Well, that's the thing.
There's a part of a skull,
this
though.
This is in Colorado. We live in Wyoming. You find bones all the time around here.
Yeah, but one was like a human skull.
How do they know?
They think it was.
They said it was a partial human skull. It could have been anything.
So this is kind of a weird twist to the story. Neighbors described the woman who lived there as a Christian, and the items in the shed are suspected of having belonged to her now-deceased husband. It's a real story of opposites attracting, I guess.
Faggotry.
No. Oh. A lady who's a hardcore Christian.
Black magic practitioner.
Yeah, maybe he put a spell on her. Anyways, he just took off one day, 15 years ago.
Because you're mine.
And then she either didn't know the items were there or just never touched them again because they were covered in thick dust.
Yeah.
What if, like, they did sex rituals in that shed?
Oh, they had to. That's the only kind of rituals that are worth doing.
Well,
but I know as a former magic practitioner, they all involve you being nude at some point.
Do they really?
Well, I'm just talking about Magic the Gathering, the card
game. I know,
game.
That's what I was thinking.
You have to be naked.
No, you don't.
Oh, it helps.
So there's like a bunch of 12-year-old losers around a circle naked.
I resent the term losers, but yeah, that's exactly what it is.
What is it you're gathering then?
Samples? Erections?
So
the gathering involved, that's what.
Why do all scary occult things involve sex somehow? Why can't it just be evil? Why does sex have to play into it?
It's because of their shaming of human sexuality that's been forced on us through, I don't know, Jesus Christ.
Well, because you remember that story about Scientology when L. Ron Hubbard was hanging around with that one humanist dude and he...
Humanist?
Or whatever, that one, I don't know, that occulty dude.
Jack Parsons.
Yeah, and
he was like the father of our space program.
Right, but he was also like a kinky dude. And
yeah,
he was
a magician.
They did a ritual in which L. Ron Hubbard ejaculated onto a piece of parchment.
Yeah, the Babylon working.
Yeah. It's like, who has that piece of paper? What if someone has
L. Ron Hubbard was watching Jack Parsons jack off.
No, but I thought L. Ron was the one who did it onto a parchment paper.
Maybe. But it was like they were getting their muse. Or Jack Parsons was,
this
anyways.
This makes me question every letter I've ever gotten.
It makes me rethink those postcards from Thomas Jackson Jr., that's for sure.
Oh, Teet. How dare you.
Starting now, the Furnacast no longer accepts mail. Unless it's from a lady.
Oh, my God. How would you? Never mind. They I don't want to get into the logistics.
They use clam stamps.
Oh, with clam stamps. That's what they mail it with.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... What do you call it? Legal tender? No.
Yeah, gross. Legal. That sounds like the name of a porno movie. Legal tender.
It's tender, all
right. 16 and over.
Okay. Halloween may be right around the corner, but we can't say we were expecting this. Early Wednesday morning, an ABC liquor store in Anniston, Alabama...
Liquor in front, poker in the rear.
...was burglarized by a ghost. The surveillance...
Boobs.
A porno ghost. The surveillance footage shows a spooky man in a sheet, quote unquote, floating around the store, but not stealing anything, not even one spirit. Though we all appreciate a good laugh, Anniston Police Department is on the lookout for the elusive suspect and posted a video to their Facebook page with the caption, "We understand that it is nearing Halloween, but a ghost burglarizing a liquor store? Really? Apparently so. Anyone with any information regarding this criminal from the spirit realm may please contact us, but send us an email.
But this isn't, is it burglary if...
No, he didn't take anything.
He went into a liquor store dressed as a ghost. That's it. That is not a crime as far as I'm aware. Like, was it closed? Did he force his way into? That's breaking and entering. It's
right.
Not burglary.
Since when is it illegal to float around in a liquor store looking like a badass?
Yeah, first of all, badasses rarely float. almost never do they float.
You should unless it's like on the video.
Unless
I didn't
it's
watch
like
it.
Biker gangs that are in hot air balloons.
Yeah.
But
oh, or like if you were talking bad, like rotten asses that were floating around, like air balloons full of butts. That's
but no, I just meant the traditional badass.
My ass.
That was the dumbest possible thing anyone could have said in that situation.
It's gone bad, though.
Oh, this ass has expired.
It's gone bad. It's past its expiration date.
Christ.
Hold on.
We're watching the surveillance footage. It is just a guy.
He's not floating. He's
got a whole thing cut out for his head. The store's open. All the lights are on.
Look at him go.
He's just zooming. He's not floating. He's running.
He literally ran in and then he just ran back out. It was clearly he was obviously playing a game of truth or dare.
Yeah, he just made a loop around the store.
And then he went outside and then came back in, looped back around.
I just there's no crime being committed here. That's just good, clean American fun.
Yeah. Unless the crime is hilarity.
And if hilarity is a crime, then I don't want to be...
Then arrest me right now for talking about expired butts.
You got a lifetime pardon for that.
Okay, now moving on.
Don't you want my butt? I was still thinking of Cutting Crew, yeah. And for some reason when I thought of Cutting Crew, I thought of that one song by Human League, Don't You Want Me, Baby.
All right, well, they're in the same vein.
Ghost butts.
ghost buttsters. Ghost.
That was actually kind of funny. Ghost Buster.
The best thing is, like,
that would be
time,
the name of that's the porn parody. That's the porn parody of Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters. Anal. And it's anal.
Dan never wants to laugh at anything I say. It upsets him when I actually do say something that catches him off guard.
Yeah, it always happens on accident that you say something funny.
Okay, so now the scariest story of all. Two cases of the neurologic form of equine herpes virus type 1 were discovered in northwestern Wyoming. The Wyoming Livestock Board reports that...
So we're talking like Powell, Cody? Is that right?
Teton and Park counties were affected by the disease. One horse had to be
euthanized. Well, Teton would be like Jackson, and Park would be like Powell, Cody. Yeah.
They've got horses with herpes running around out there. It's highly contagious.
God, quit filling our horses with herpes.
Who's giving these horses herpes? My first thought, that's just great. We can't ride horses naked anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you could get herpes from a horse's back.
Well, they could be everywhere.
When was the last time you were on a horse?
1980.
I was going to say you had to have been in your single digit age.
Right, 1989, yeah. Probably.
And mine probably wasn't that much longer after that. I don't ride horses anymore.
No, but still, I'm saying it's now nobody can ride their horses naked or they'll get herpes on their balls.
Wild horses, gonna give you some AIDS. I mean, herpes.
Do you think that they have sores on their lips? And like,
yeah, like they got horse Carmex, and they're like, oh, it's not from, there's a different strain of herpes,
right.
Man. Yeah.
It's not contagious, but I don't think they should
have. Big open sore on their horse dick.
They killed this horse.
They killed this whore. The horses chopped her up.
They killed this horse for having herpes, and I feel like he could still live a full life.
Well, I just feel like anything a horse, like anytime a horse gets sick, they're just like, gotta shoot it. It's like
whatever happens, broken
leg, bam.
Time to die.
Bam.
This horse has got a sore on its lip.
Bam.
I can't ride my horse naked.
Hey, this horse is getting a little tired. Bam.
No more barebacking. Barebacking.
That's funny because it's a sexual.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't want to laugh at that either.
That's what I call a rough ride. it's funny because remember we talked about the stump broke horse, and now we're reaping the consequences.
Right, that's right.
All you horse fuckers out there, this is how AIDS started.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Somebody fucked a monkey, and now we have AIDS.
Yeah, thanks
way to
a
go,
lot, guys.
Assholes.
That's right.
You can blame almost all of our problems on a society from bestiality. It all roots back to bestiality.
I'll agree with it. I'll allow it.
I almost said something extremely racist.
Okay, well...
will you allow that?
No, I will not. Disallowed.
Stricken from the record.
And now, we're moving away from weird news and horses with herpes.
Wilbur! Quit fucking me with a rubber.
Well, according to...
according is to that how Mr. Ed sounded?
So, you look like you were having a seizure.
At least pull out, Wilbur.
Oh, my God. If you talk about Mr. Hands again, so help me God, I'll fucking kill you.
Okay, what do we have now? What do we have now?
Another beer.
Do-be-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So.
We should have beer opening, just a little sting that we play. No, don't do that, stupid. I meant like a little sound effect for when we're opening a beer.
Beer time.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've spent enough time on that. Let's do things that warped us.
Here we go. Ding-a-ling! Oh, my God! Turn that off. Turn it off. I'm not looking. My eyes are closed. Oh, my God, I can still hear it. My eyes are closed. Damn! Turn it off.
That should, that should be the Fernicast logo. A B condom horse dick going into a guy's butt. The best of all possible.
I hate you. That better not be on the computer anymore.
It's not. I closed it. Okay. That was the Mr. Hands video.
Why do you have that bookmarked on your fucking...
I didn't bookmark it. I just bookmarked. I didn't know bookmarked it. I Googled it and it popped up. If you know what I'm bringing.
Oh, my God. Again! Don't. That's disgusting. Turn that off. I hate you. Turn that off. Turn it off.
A weird thing about it to me is that the guy getting fucked has these weird spiky things on his balls. What are those? Mandy, what are the spiky things
know.
On
I'm
his
not
balls?
I'm looking. I have my eyes covered with my hands.
Why are his balls so spiky?
Damn. Turn it off. Why are you looking at that? Why do you want that in your brain? No, it's I don't believe you.
It's off. Look, it's off.
I'm doing the rest of the show with my eyes.
It's off. You got to put your headphones on. You got to put your headphones on or I will stop recording. You were crying a little bit.
That was gross. That was disgusting.
But what are the spiky things on his balls? Why are his balls all spiky?
I didn't.
Can I just show you the picture of his balls? Why are they so spiky?
There's not a picture of just his balls. Don't.
There's look, it's just his balls. Why are they so spiky? Look at his spiky balls.
Well, he's got equine herpes.
You think that's what it is? I got the horse bumps.
Ew, he's got kind of a long wiener himself.
Is that what they call them? They call it horse bumps when you've got the equine herpes?
I don't know. Please turn that off.
I got riding sores.
Please turn that off. Don't. Turn that off.
The best part is that she's really crying right now.
That's disgusting. I'm upset now.
Oh, that'll never get. That's one of our favorite bits. Every time we need
it's
a laugh,
not a funny
this
bit.
Show was dying. Let's just be honest. And then I brought out Mr. Hands.
That's
he's like
not
an old
funny.
Friend. Let's bring on Mr. Hands.
That's not funny at all.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, so we're moving on to a super scary edition of a thing we call things that warped us. A thing, thing.
That
Can I say
us.
Things more?
Things? So what if I were just to make an audio file of Mr. Hands and play that for you? Because that's the best part is the sound effects. It's so squishy.
That's... Why is that... It's not funny, though. It just
No, but it's not funny, but it is funny.
No, but it's not.
Really funny.
No, it's not.
He got fucked to death by a horse.
Man!
He deserved to die.
That's not funny, though.
I feel like bestiality should be a death sentence. I'm pro death sentence.
Well, because there's certain people who shouldn't be let free in the population.
Yeah, like pedophiles. And
pedophiles, horse fuckers, people who are in love with their cars, which we determined last week.
Furries,
they're on the borderline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone that commits bestiality.
They could accidentally procreate and then what? You know?
Yeah.
So
and we all know, like, what if you know a furry, right? And, like, you see them walking around, and they're, like, all... They've got their kids in, like, a little animal Halloween costume.
Oh, my God!
Don't you call the cops?
You call CPS.
I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Dude's a furry, and he's got his kid dressed up like a cat.
That's true. Halloween's a confusing time for a furry.
We're putting Mr. Whiskers to bed early tonight.
Oh, my God! That's upsetting. Okay, so I actually kind of know a furry.
You do?
Not in Worland.
Right.
When I lived in the trailer with my friends, like 10 of my friends.
Yeah. With like two of your friends and like eight drifters.
Yeah, pretty much. There was this one person that came and hung around. We called him Danula, but he was a man transitioning into being a woman. The world's ugliest man.
When didn't
man.
You call him a Dan Vestite?
His name was Dan, and we called him Danula. Because he was just, And anyways, he was the most hideous human being ever on this planet. He is now a woman. His name is Sophia. And
does he
only
have a Facebook?
I don't know.
Oh.
I used to mock him relentlessly on MySpace behind his back. Like, we would look at his profile and then be like, oh my God, Sophia is a furry. Sophia was also a furry. A transvestite
furry.
So a man
furry. That is now, okay, so a woman that used to be a man that is currently a furry.
Right.
How many things can this person be?
That's what I want to know.
Like, it's not good enough that you change genders. You also want to change species.
And also want to be ugly.
Well, they can't help the ugly part.
That's true. We used to call him Scary Kid.
God made him ugly.
The Scary Kid.
What if it's a fan?
It's not.
What animal would it dress up as?
I think it panda bear?
Oh, God. Of course.
But it was very
open. Real original furries. Quit dressing up like pandas.
Yeah, really. It's
you think
overdone.
When, like, if a furry went to like Bear Country, USA, they're just like in there with their pants off, like jacking it to the caribou and stuff.
No, but they don't like real animals. They only like fake
people dressed up as animals.
Right.
Oh, that's weird.
Like mascots and stuff.
Oh, so fake it was mascots. Not. It wasn't weird for me to do that then.
To dress up as a.
No, to jack off to a caribou.
While
I was
no,
in Bear Country,
God, no.
USA.
No, that was perfectly
normal.
Then I
normal. Just threw it out the window and fed it to a wolf.
Oh, my Jesus. Shut up. Moving on. We do a segment called Things That Warped Us. And
I only jack off to polar bears, though.
Basically.
Not brown bears or black bears.
Basically, it's stuff from our childhood that was upsetting and really did form us into the twisted, disgusting, horrible human beings that we are today.
And his sister.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Anyways, this one particular thing scared me more than anything has ever scared me before in my life. I watched a little video called The Prodigal Planet. As I was maybe 7 years old, probably 5 or 6. Dan was very much.
I don't remember watching it ever. This is the first I'm seeing it, so I had to have been probably younger than that because I remember almost everything.
Yeah, we're only 17 months apart in age. So
I know, that's what I'm saying. You were probably 4, and I was probably like 2. I don't remember watching it.
But
ever.
I remember this very vividly. They had a New Year's party.
Rocking New Year's Jesus.
At the church. Because I think they maybe thought God was coming back.
Every
that year,
that's in the back of everybody's mind. Is it like, this might be the... I don't know why they
what
think...
What is it they called it? Like, watch night or something like
probably.
That?
Probably. I
like,
just don't know why they think it would... Like, why is God going to pick our, like, arbitrary random calendar dates to come... Like, why would he care that it's our new year?
I think maybe they thought it was like a bad
they would do
year.
It if it was Jewish New Year.
Was it like 85 maybe?
It came out in 83.
Yeah, I bet,
oh,
it, was
I bet it was 88 because, or maybe because Hal Lindsey had that planet, the late great planet, that book, the late great planet Earth. And he was always saying like 87, God's coming back. And then he was like, in 88, God's coming. And then he was like, 1992 is the year.
He's still saying
no,
it. 2013.
No, he really is. He probably has a new book, the late great planet Earth, updated for the year 2014. If we're still here, wink, wink.
Well, if he just
and there's probably people
it.
Out there with every edition of the book.
Right. They're keep a whole buying, bookshelf
like,
full.
It's not like you can just buy like a subscription to the book and then every year you get the supplementals. It's like a textbook, you know? Like.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's a smart way to do it. So, anyways.
The way I do it when I want to be smart is I put my glasses on and then
oh,
I just
that is
bang
smart.
It out.
Oh my God, that is, ew, that is smart. So anyways, they were having one of these, what did they call it? It was not watch night, but it was like night watch or something.
Rocking into heaven, rocking into heaven now.
Where we'd stay up all night and like make sure God wasn't coming back that night, that it was safe to go to bed.
I always thought the rapture was like Santa Claus. Like if you stayed up to late to catch him, like he wasn't gonna come.
Yeah.
You gotta go to bed or Jesus won't rapture you.
Because, and this plays right into this movie, because he comes as a thief in the night. And if you're sitting up waiting with your shotgun for a thief, he's not going to come to your house.
Yeah. You gotta be in bed unawares.
Yes, that's well, right. And this is in REM, full on REM mode.
So this is my theory. About that whole thing. the rapture and all that is that they always say that, like, Thief in the Night, he's going to come when nobody expects it. But the thing is, everybody, especially, like, Pentecostal end times people.
Which is what we were.
They always expect it, all the time. So he's never going to come back until everyone has completely forgotten about it.
You want to know why? I'm going to take credit for the fact that God hasn't come back yet. Because every night before I go to bed, I say,
you expect it.
I'm expecting you.
I'm sleeping with one eye open, God.
Just so he can't come back because, you know.
If you come back and all the Christians are gone, I'm going to say I totally saw that coming from a mile. I saw that coming down Broadway Avenue with all the doors open, God.
So that's why he hasn't come back yet. I'm sorry, you guys, but I've got stuff to do.
Don't be sorry. I don't want him to come back. I love it here.
I'm saying to the Christians that are listening.
Fuck them.
Let's not. Just like that horse.
The sexy Christians, anyways.
Anyway,
there aren't any.
So, we watched this movie. It was called The Prodigal Planet.
Part of a series, apparently.
The third and final movie in a series called A Thief in the Night series.
Right.
It was all about what I was having issues remembering the name of it, so I kept calling it Christian Apocalypse, but it was actually Armageddon.
Christian Apocalypse is my porn name.
That's a good porn name, actually. So Christian Apocalypse, aka Armageddon.
Christian Apocalypse has the friendly mustache.
What's a friendly mustache?
It's a mustache that also is sideburns. It turns into sideburns. Like Lemmy from Motorhead.
That's a good mustache.
Christian Apocalypse. I'm here to fuck. Who brought the coke?
You looked like Buddy Christ just then.
Yeah, yeah. Christian Apocalypse is a badass.
Right. Okay. Well, Christian, we're going to watch. We're going to discuss the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Am I playing the character of Christian Apocalypse now?
I thought that's what you said you were.
No, I said that was my porn name.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not Christian now. I'm talking to Dan, or am I talking to Christian?
It's hard for me to tell where Christian ends and where Dan begins.
Okay. Well, because you've got a beard instead of a friendly, we'll just call you Dan for now.
Should I go for a friendly? That's what I'll do for Wicked Con. I'm not going.
You are too. Okay. So.
I'll let someone give me a friendly at Wicked Con.
Oh my God, that sounds disgusting.
By friendly, I mean a blowjob. That's what I call the friendliest handshake.
The friendliest handshake of all.
It's like, my genitals, your mouth.
My genitals would like to shake hands with your mouth. I don't.
And now we can be friends.
I'm afraid of germs. I don't even do a fist bump. Afraid of germs I am.
Oh, really?
But if you'd like to suck my dick, that's how I shake hands.
Well, you.
That's
I don't
how
mind,
I do it.
I don't mind them using Purell for lube.
Okay. Anyways,
back to the Christianity.
As I was saying, 20 minutes later, this movie was fucking scary.
It's called filler, okay? Don't pull the curtain back too far.
This movie was fucking scary. Okay. It scared me. I did not sleep until I was 21 after seeing this movie. I'm not kidding. I really was. I was afraid of the dark.
It went Pinocchio and then this movie.
Oh, Pinocchio. Let's not even go there. That's a story for another time. I hate that movie. God damn, I hate that movie. Anyway, so my parents made me watch this when I was probably 5 years old.
Christian Apocalypse here. The only thing that grows when I lie is my dick. When I lie down and you get on top, bitches.
Oh my God.
That was your Christian Apocalypse update.
So anyway, this movie was about Armageddon.
Christian Apocalypse, boner for hire.
Armageddon. It was scary to me. And I actually.
Someone make that t-shirt. Christian Apocalypse, boner for hire.
I've been obsessed with the apocalypse ever since. I think this is what planted the seed of apocalypse obsession.
Right, right.
In my brain.
We all had it.
This movie.
I've read the book of Revelation more than I have read any other. Probably all other books
so
combined.
So scary.
And it was because I'm always looking for a way out or something. Like, I was sort of gave up that, like, I sort of just realized I was never going to be taken in, like, that first wave rapture. But I wanted, because then, like, I could be 100% convinced that the Bible was right, you know, after the rapture happens. So it'd be really easy to get your shit in gear. But then you're also living in, like, a badass post-apocalyptic world, and you get to be, like, part of, like, a rebel freedom force.
But the only way to go to heaven is to get your head cut off.
Not necessarily.
Yes, you cannot get the mark of the beast.
No, you can't get the mark of the beast, but that doesn't mean you can't go to heaven if you don't get your head cut off.
And if you don't know what the mark of the beast is, I feel sorry for
you. Get out of here. You don't know shit
get
about
no here.
Christian apocalypse. The mark of the beast is the tattoo on my dick.
The Christian apocalypse has a tattoo of the mark of the beast on his dick. Anyway, but in this movie, they did not have tattoos on their dicks. They had them on either their forehead or
their right hand.
Yes.
Because if you didn't have it,
and they're a barcode. It's a barcode.
For those of you that aren't familiar with, there are people out there that think the actual barcode on items is the mark of the beast.
Because they can analyze
it.
You
can't buy or sell without using it, and that's what it says. But in the dispensationalism crazy stuff, that's what, if you don't have the mark on your right hand or your head, then you can't buy or sell, and then eventually if you don't have it, you will be killed. Like, they'll either cut off your hand or they cut off your head, whichever you refuse to get it on. Speaking of get it on, let's bring in Christian Apocalypse.
So anyways, this movie, there were mutants in it.
It has all the, I don't remember, there was nothing about mutants in the Bible after the rapture. There's nothing about mutants.
So there's a bunch of bad guys and they're like rounding people up and stuff. And if you don't have the mark of the beast, then, you know, they're rounding you up. They have weird apocalypse vehicles that are like armored and
they're like
pointy
vans, like made out of Lego.
Yeah, pretty much. They do. They look like Lego vans.
They're very angular.
Yes, and
they don't care a lot about like aerodynamic design.
No.
Gas mileage don't mean shit when you're fighting against God.
And because there was some kind of a nuclear bomb set off, there's mutants.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the mutants all dress the same. They have a uniform, and it's like a brown, like, they dress like monks.
They
and
look they like Ben Kenobi.
Yeah, that's exactly what they look like, except
only
for
with like hideous facial wounds.
Hideous facial wounds.
And like the bad guy government army people.
Called Unite.
Yeah, Unite. It's a veiled reference. They think the United Nations
is
evil.
Yes.
So they all look like Nicaraguan, like their uniform. Like they have the flat topped round hat, you know, with like the little brim on it. They look like Central American, like freedom forces or, you know.
And this dude has a friendly. The bad guy in the movie.
No, he doesn't. He just has a mustache.
I thought it was a friendly.
Nope.
Well, anyways, he's got a big fat mustache.
Jesse.
No, his name is Jerry.
Oh, Jerry the bad guy.
His name is Jerry, which we've talked about on this show.
Jerry the beast.
Jerry is a bad name for a hero or a bad guy.
It's a bad name for anyone. Don't quit naming your kids fucking Jerry.
Don't name him Jerry.
If you're going to name him Jerry, just call him like Jeremiah, which is kind of old school badass. Don't call him Jerry.
Jerry.
Or Gerald.
Jerry's coming to get you.
Oh, no. Where's Jerry? Won't he save me? Jerry, help me. Here comes the devil.
Well, this guy's evil, and his name's Jerry.
Jerry.
Anyway, so what we've done is
he's the nemesis of Christian Apocalypse.
Jerry, bad guy.
In the epic biblical porn series that I'm producing. I actually did think of, did I talk about that already? Like, I thought
no.
of Christian, I thought it's a very untapped market, untapped, of, like, me and my wife kind of thought of these, of, like, Christian porn videos. And we wanted to make, like, we have a trilogy. There's, like, the first one is called The Burning Bush. And then the second one is Nailed to the Cross.
Oh, that's...
And then the third one is the...
I renounce this. The third, Heavenly Father, I renounce this.
The third one is The Second Coming.
Ah.
And the coming is spelled C-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Yeah, of course it is.
It's pretty good.
You're going to hell.
I think they're going to sell a lot of
You don't even need the Mark of the Beast.
Starring Christian Apocalypse.
You're already going to hell. You're screwed.
He got the burning bush from a horse.
So we've taken from this to me is the scariest movie I've ever seen. Now, looking at it now, it's not scary, but at the time it scared me. I still have images in my brain of it. Dan claims he doesn't remember it. I certainly did.
Blocked it from my memory.
Right. Dan's repressed it.
So for you, it's kind of like, it was the most terrifying thing you'd ever seen until you, like, it's like, have you watched, like, The NeverEnding Story as an adult?
No.
It does not hold, it's a piece of shit movie. It's awful. But, like, when you're a little kid, when you're a little kid, it's a really good movie.
Right.
But when you watch it as a grown-up, nope.
It's awful.
Princess Bride, hands down. I remember that was a debate when we were kids. Like, was Princess Bride better than NeverEnding Story? Yeah, it is. Big time.
Oh, yeah.
Prodigal Planet, though, doesn't hold up.
No, it's really terrible. But we've taken a few selections for you out of the scariest movie ever.
Two selections.
And so we're going to play a couple of choice little pieces for you. So this clip...
This is Christian Apocalypse here. I'd like to remind you of my choice little piece.
The guy
and by little,
it,
I mean huge.
For some reason, this guy is still behind on Earth, but he's some sort of preacher dude. His name is David.
Yeah, he's very arrogant, really, and like he's condescending for a guy that got left behind in the first wave. And he's such a know-it-all.
Oh, preachy. And
well, I think you're going to hell, you little bitch.
Yeah, this girl is a bitch. He's right about that. Her name is Jody.
But that just makes me want her all the more.
So anyways, here he goes.
Jody. Everyone named Jody's a bitch.
David is preaching to Jody. And
David. Oh, God. Oh. Like, we couldn't just see through that allegory.
Heavy-handed.
Ham-fisted.
Okay, here we go. David's preaching to Jody.
You in a hurry?
I'm bored.
You're not the...
She is such a bitch.
She's pretty hot, though, for 80s. 80. This is 83.
She didn't even have the big bangs.
She kind of has big bangs.
A little bit.
But kind of hot in that smug way. Like,
she bangs.
Oh, I'm going to fuck the bitch out of you.
Least bit concerned about what I said out there, are you?
Should I be?
Anything could happen to you today.
I could fuck you.
Tomorrow, you could have a blood clot hit your brain and drop dead as we talk.
David's a real ray of sunshine.
Yeah, he's dark. Good Lord, David. This van could blow up while I sit in it.
Think I care? Anything is better than this.
Even hell?
What do you think? Ultimate Trump. That's a dick move. You just trump everything.
What about hell?
It's like bringing up Nazis. It like immediately invalidates your argument.
Yeah.
Well, you know who else went to hell? Hitler.
I think this is.
Bitterness won't change anything, Jody.
Quit backpedaling, David. Answer the question.
Why don't you look at the bright side of things? You got a friend your age?
Oh, big deal. I find a boy and he's got a face like a burnt marshmallow.
Which is very rude because he's there. The mutant kid with
He's standing right behind David when she says it.
He's right behind David.
He's right behind David. You see his little hood pop up behind David as she's talking. And she says, he's got a face like a burnt marshmallow. She's the one who insisted they save him. Yeah. She's the one who rescued David, the mutant. He's a mutant. He's been, his face is disfigured.
Although it's funny that because his face pops up from David's crotch. No. And when I said anything could happen out there, I meant it. I could rape you right now, Jody.
So she's talking, poor, I don't remember the dude's name. I think his name's Jimmy, the mutant.
Jimmy the mutant.
So poor Jimmy pops up. Jimmy. What? Did I hear you talking?
They sucked his brains out.
My ears are burning. Did somebody say burnt marshmallow?
Surely she's talking about me. My cracked and blackened flesh.
Was
there more on this clip or is it the next one?
No. Okay. Moving on to the next clip.
I just like the part where she's like, you were a criminal. And he's like, that's right. I was a rapist.
No, he never said he was a rapist.
No, but in my head
he never admitted it.
So now David is having a little...
No, this is Jimmy.
No, David is having a little heart-to-heart with Jimmy the mutant.
Oh, yes.
Jimmy is a little heartbroken that Jody thinks he looks like a mutant. And so he's kind of like, well, tell me about your God.
Well, David could tell you better than I could, but...
Oh, no, actually, this is wrong. I don't know if this is in the clip. This is actually David and Jody. Sorry, I thought it was
later
wrong.
Later on, David's had a... has had a conversation with David about Jesus, in which David tells him that Jesus died for our sins because back in the day, you used to have to take an animal, a pure, perfect animal without blemish, which I don't know if you've ever met any animals, but they're all pretty... imperfect.
Christian Apocalypse is almost all blemishes.
And so you used to have to take
if
a
by
pure,
blemishes you
animal.
Mean big dicks.
And so before
Christian Apocalypse,
that's you'd have to take you'd have to take a pure perfect animal and then you'd take it and you would take and transfer your sins onto the innocent animal
sexually.
And then
and that's how we got equine herpes.
You would stab the animal to death.
You slit his throat and burn it.
Yeah, and then you're forgiven. Yeah.
And that's the story of Jesus.
If that's not the MO for a serial killer yet, then it should be.
I had to purify my sins.
No, that's exactly it. No, All I'm doing is taking a pure, perfect, innocent being, transferring my sins to it, and killing it so that I can be forgiven. That's
which would have to be
school.
A child. Oh, well, this got dark. Holy shit.
It's Halloween.
Spooky.
Spooky. Anyways, so
I'm Christian Apocalypse, and I'm just transferring my sins into this bitch. Then I'm gonna kill her.
After, oh my God.
Christian Apocalypse, porno serial killer.
After David has this conversation with Jimmy, then...
You know how he kills?
With his dick?
He chokes him to death.
Oh, okay. So, or he makes him stare down his black hole of a urethra and, like, hypnotizes him.
No, you're confusing Christian Apocalypse.
He's like a snake charmer, except he uses his dick to charm him, and they get all hypnotized, and then he goes, BAP!
Pew, and just, pew, 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 pew! Pew, pew, pew!
It's like a laser gun.
Yeah, he calls it his phaser.
Because it phases ladies the minute it pops out.
I'm setting my phaser to pleasure.
Oh, see, I was going to say, I'm setting my phaser to stun. Stunning!
Well, that was the obvious joke.
Stunning!
So now, okay. Jimmy the mutant and Jody the bitch.
are having a little conversation.
Her mutant power is bitch.
Yeah, they're having a little
campfire conversation. Here we go.
If we die out here, we'll be in eternity forever without God.
So?
Well, David said we don't understand God's love right now.
It's too powerful.
But in eternity, we will. And to be without God, it'll be unbearable.
He really brainwashed you.
There's a difference between being brainwashed and hearing the truth.
Jimmy, I think that's fine if you need God, but don't push it on me because I don't.
Wonder what you need? You need a good spanking.
And that's where Christian Apocalypse comes in.
With this, how did this get so sick? It's a Christian movie.
How did this make it past the censors?
You know what you need? You need a spanking.
He's a disgusting mutant threatening to spank a beautiful blue-eyed, blonde-haired lady.
Bitch.
Yeah.
But she's naughty, though. She needs a spanking.
Oh, I'm going to spank the devil out of you.
You know what you need? A spanking.
Christian Apocalypse. By the way, this movie has been on YouTube for a long time. This is the full movie. 752 views. I'm guessing 50 of those are from Mandy and I.
Yeah, right. Well, I watched most of this movie today. I'm not sure if there's a lot more to this clip. I mostly pulled the weird ones. Yeah, yeah. Great. He's got a face like a roasted marshmallow.
He looks like some kind of tard. A pocketard.
And then he's gonna spank her.
Tard apocalypse? A Christian Apocalypse.
So
I'll fuck a mutant. I don't care. Christian Apocalypse wears like a fishnet wife beater. And he's got a hairy chest.
And he's from the South.
Nope. No, he's not.
Well then why does he say
all the redneck accent can be anywhere. It can be from anywhere.
Okay, well, where is he from?
Anchorage. The anchor? It's my dick. Okay, so the last thing that we have...
ends up happening to Jimmy is...
Jimmy
he,
the mutant dies.
He sacrifices himself to save everyone else.
From the evil Jerry.
Right. From
who
the evil
kills
Jerry.
Him in a van wreck.
Right. And then I sort of skipped a few parts because I couldn't emotionally deal with watching the whole movie.
It was too real.
But we end up at the end of the world's scariest movie that I've ever seen in my life.
And it ends with like a 10-minute sermon.
And a song. It's like... La, la,
so now,
la,
like, they've basically won. And Jerry is alone in like a bunker and he's about to be blown up.
Right.
And he is just crying like
a
bitch.
He's wailing.
Okay, so this is the excellent end music with Jerry's weeping.
Not one thing this world offers you in exchange for your soul.
It's just a close-up of this woman's sad face.
Your guilt away.
No, we're not watching Mr. Hands again. That's Jerry crying.
When time is no more.
Just weeping into his
he
glorious mustache.
In a weird way.
Well, you just watched Littlefoot's mom die or something. Just this moment is yours to spend. Which way will it be? Jerry just dramatically pulled off his yellow armband that signified he was part of the evil government.
Unite.
I feel like this would be a cool song. Like, this is the type of song that someone would have sung as, like, a special on Sunday morning.
Uncle Guard.
Or Shannon.
Or Shannon Martin. There's no chance in eternity. I can't decide if he's never heard someone cry before.
It's like he's on meth or something.
He does look freaked out. Oh, he's John. Maybe he is on meth. Oh, something's blowing up. Christian Apocalypse.
There's something blowing up, all right. It's my jizz. Christian Apocalypse. Yeah. The weird thing about this movie is that it's like Christian survivors trying to escape from the like the government and stuff and not get killed. And it's weird to me because I don't understand. Like, why wouldn't they just want to? For those of you, I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit. Mandy had made a stack of beer cap lids that she accidentally.
Lids.
That she knocked over. And then instead of just letting them lay where they were, she decided to try to restack them because they were making so much noise just laying there. So I'm not sure if that came through in the actual.
What did you tidy them up?
Anyways,
them up a bit.
So, like, why do they want to stay alive? So, like, if you die, that's just, like, gateway to heaven right
heaven
now.
Heaven time.
Yeah. Fucking kill me. Fine. Oh, no. Don't send me to eternity. If you strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you could possibly imagine, Jerry. Like, I don't.
Well, that's the thing. If they're such hardcore Christians, why aren't they raptured already?
It's almost like they're worried it's all bullshit.
I don't get it.
Maybe this life isn't a dress rehearsal for a better one
also,
later on. Don't interrupt me. I just made a very salient point.
Okay, say it again.
No. Christian Apocalypse doesn't repeat himself, bitch!
So, where's Jody?
Christian Apocalypse is a bit of a misogynist.
Do you think Jody killed herself because
I don't know.
Jimmy...
We have to finish watching. Because Jimmy died, and then Jody had some regrets. She could hear Jimmy's final conversation where he was telling her that she was ugly on the inside.
Oh, yeah, he did tell her
It was
her
like
that.
Voiceover while she watched his dead body.
No one
tried to save him. He was just laying there. She could have performed CPR or something.
Right.
But she didn't want to touch. She didn't want to do mouth-to-mouth on
his
weird marshmallow face.
But he told her.
A fucking mutant.
At a certain point, he told her.
Only God forgives.
He told her, you know what you look like on the inside, and he pointed to his gross sores.
You look like my oozing, disgusting sores.
Seriously? That has haunted my nightmares. Since I saw
that mutant guy,
yeah,
Jimmy,
the sores, the brown hood, and the sores.
Oh, yeah,
Jimmy, and then Jimmy died.
So
it was so dark. Don't show that to a 5-year-old.
I encourage you all. It's just a Thief in the Night series, 4 of 4. The Prodigal Planet. I think Mandy said earlier it was the third. It's the fourth in a series of 4.
I do believe it's the third, but on YouTube,
well,
it says
4 of 4. So you're wrong. And they can't see you.
I'm not wrong.
Lipping words rarely works into a microphone. Please watch it. And if you want to give commentary, tweet that to @Fernicast, # Christian Apocalypse.
So, also, okay, there were 2 previous ones, which I also investigated into, which I'd never seen those other ones.
I investigated into.
It
seems a little redundant.
I don't talk right now. Anyways, so I'm trying to gather my thoughts. The previous 2 that I also investigated into, what button did you put? Did you mute me?
Nope.
Did you unmute me?
Nope.
What button did you push?
I pushed my mute button because I'm not talking anymore.
Why?
You're a bitch.
Just turn your mic back on, you.
No! Could be... Go ahead! It's the fucking Mangling Mandy show.
I think it was... Oh, it was Mangling Mandy. Anyway, so, The previous two involved a woman named Sally, I believe, and she woke up one day and her husband was gone, and then she bumbled around and ended
like
up getting
a butthole.
Ended up getting pushed off a bridge. But then she woke up and it had all been a bad dream. But then she kept going and it was actually coming true. So it wasn't
a bad dream. It was a warning dream.
It was weird. It was really weird. It was like she went through all this bullshit and it was just a dream. And so then she wakes up and then it all starts happening again. Her husband got raptured and then she got betrayed. Her friends got their heads cut off. That happened in two different movies.
Two movies of her friends getting beheaded.
Yeah, it was very, very weird.
Also, the star of this movie is William Wellman Jr. That seems like a very, like, he was an evangelist, I bet. Like, he went church to church, like, gathering money.
He was not a bad actor, I'll say that. A lot of the actors in these movies really blew.
Jodi wasn't very believable.
She was a bitch.
Yeah, a sexy bitch.
No, she was not.
She's the kind that Christian Apocalypse would have had a field day with.
She had very white blonde hair and blue eyes, which was the thing back then in the 80s. That was very popular.
Aryans?
Yes, the whiter the better.
The only final solution around here.
Oh my God!
Okay. Christian Apocalypse!
Christian Apocalypse is the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Anyways, maybe. All that shit scared me. Do you know that I was so scared of the apocalypse as a child that if the clouds were obscuring the sun, and you know how the sun will sometimes come out in those little rays of light?
You thought they were
going to... Yes, I thought that everyone was going to get raptured and I'd be left behind.
If mom and dad weren't home when they were... Like, mom and dad got home at like 5 usually. Dad usually before mom, so dad hadn't shown up yet. And then mom didn't show up at 5 or 5:10 or whatever. I'd wait till about 5:30, then I'd call the grandparents. In a panic.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, just seeing if my mom and dad were down there. But if nobody answered, oh, fuck. I was watching. I would turn on CNN. I was, like, waiting for reports of, like, worldwide panic as people disappear for no reason.
Mind you, we were children.
I was, yeah,
5, 6. We were so evil, we weren't going to get raptured.
Yeah, that's the kind of guilt you have to live with.
But also, do you ever remember, like, okay, so for when we were really young, the pastor of our church had, like, teenage sons.
Sexy and teen. No, I don't
know. No, they weren't. Maybe they were. I don't know. Anyways, at the time, I thought they were totally unsexy. Anyway, so our parents would be down at the church. And they had the same phone line. So if they weren't home on time, you'd try to call down to the church and it would be busy.
But 2343.
Back in the day. No, that's Grandma Bev's phone number.
Oh, shit. We'll have to cut that. 2525.
Yeah, that was the church number. So you'd try to call down there. It'd be busy. So then,
Was on the phone and they got raptured and it was a busy signal because the phone dropped.
You could call the operator and have the operator interrupt. I've done that before to their teenage sons who were trying to talk to girls. Like, you push the 0 button and the operator interrupts.
Why did you put an empty beer back in the thing?
I didn't mean to. Anyway, no, I think you did that. I didn't do that.
No, I haven't put any.
I didn't do that. See, look, here are all my...
They were all talking. They're like, hey, what are you wearing, Vanessa?
And then it's like, burr, burr, burr. Hello, you're being interrupted.
You're
like,
connected to the party chat.
Is my mom and dad there?
I'm so scared.
Oh my God, weird times.
Yep, end times.
End times.
I've been hearing that shit for 31 years now.
You know, my parents were always so irritated that I wouldn't sleep at night because I was too scared all the time.
But they wanted you to live in a constant state of fear.
They told me demons were real.
There's demons in your body right now. If you even look at a Ouija board in a store, it's a gateway.
I wouldn't do it. I've still never done a Ouija board, and I will not.
Christian Apocalypse has. There's nothing he hasn't done.
Did he use his dick?
He fucked it.
On the Ouija board to see where the little
and then, like, it took, like, 7 ladies just with their hands on it to guide what it said. It said, like, Christian Apocalypse, what is my fate? And then it's like, T-O-B-E. FUCKEDBYCHR.
Okay. Come on, I think we get it by Christian Apocalypse.
And then he just, like, as soon as the final word, like the final E comes up, he just, like, takes a drag off his cigarette and like winks at him.
You know what? On my senior trip, they did a Ouija board.
Gosh!
On my senior trip, they did a Ouija board. I was not. I refused to be in the same room with them as they did the Ouija board. But I still
all going to hell.
I was still afraid that it would haunt my bedroom. That whatever spirit it was, they conjured.
Did they conjure a spirit, or were they just asking, like, "Will I have sex with Leslie?"
Probably. I don't think anyone had sex with Leslie.
No.
She looked like Bozo the Clown. What I just said right now.
You know who would have had sex with Leslie?
Dan.
Well, maybe, but I was going to transition into Squinches, but it was a pretty failed attempt.
Oh, okay. Well,
No one would have had sex with her, but we would have squinched her.
Well, I wouldn't have.
Squinches!
Time for Squinches, everybody.
Squinching is what Christian Apocalypse does to, like, his urethra to delay orgasms.
Organisms.
That's what he calls an orgasm. He had a very...
Why? Is that cool or something?
Yeah, because it has a life of its own, bitch.
Were we going to talk about the shittiest Halloween candy?
Nope.
That's right. We're doing a very special Halloween-themed Fernicast Fives. I'm going to tell you my top five shittiest Halloween candies. This subject was submitted by one Matt Leroy at deadman_walking. He's a badass. Follow him on Twitter. Ready? Number five, gumdrops.
You mean
they are disgusting?
Drops of gum that you chew on, like
no,
gum, like that, like that. That's a gumdrop.
They're a little gooey and sugar coated, and they're disgusting. Number four, Necco wafers. I don't even know what they are.
Delicious. That's what they are. I fucking love Necco wafers.
Not.
I love Necco wafers.
No, I bet if you.
Oh, the pink ones. They taste like Pepto Bismol. Oh, no, they're so good.
Pepto Bismol's gross.
I love Pepto Bismol. The way it tastes, candy cigarettes.
Ew.
That's the whole reason I ate candy cigarettes, because they taste like Pepto Bismol.
Oh,
it's a good flavor.
No, Necco wafers are disgusting.
I wish steak tasted like that. I would just eat steak all the time. Pepto
That's
steak.
That's wrong.
That's what I use for steak sauce, is Pepto Bismol.
That's why you're going to hell. That's disgusting.
That's okay. Why. That's why I'm going to hell.
One of the multitude of reasons.
Okay, next.
Number three, Sixlets.
Sixlets
are disgusting.
Are those weird little chocolatey things?
Tiny little round things, and they came in kind of a tube. But they don't taste good. They're disgusting. I've always hated Sixlets. Six.
You said Sixlets.
They are sick. They're disgusting. Number two, Almond Joys. I fucking hate them.
No,
they're
Almond
disgusting.
Joys are good.
No.
They're good. They're delicious coconut wafers,
nope.
And then they have almonds and chocolate.
No.
They're great.
No, they're
the
gross.
Only problem with Almond Joys is that, like, okay, the Mounds come with dark chocolate. Almond Joys come with milk chocolate. I want a fucking dark chocolate Almond Joy. Get on top of that, Mars bars.
But make it even worse. And I hate Almond Joys. And I don't like fake coconut flavoring. And I don't like coconut flavor.
It's not fake coconut. It's coconut.
Coconut flavor is disgusting.
It's not coconut flavor. It's coconut.
Number one, Circus Peanuts. I don't even know.
What is a Circus Peanut? I don't know what that
means.
They're
those little orange peanut-shaped
candies.
Oh,
those are gross.
Oh,
those
God, gross. They're gross.
I thought you meant Circus Penis, which is a penis with a little flag on top of it.
No, I love those.
It's a penis with, like, a fake red nose on the tip.
And that's why they call it the
honk,
big top.
Honk.
Okay, so Circus Peanuts, those weird orange giant peanut shaped.
Okay, so
disgusting.
I'm going to say my number five. Candy corn. Bad.
Yes.
Gross. Disgusting. Number four. Good and Plenty. Disgusting. It's black licorice, which I'm not a huge fan of, in, like, a gross candy
it's
shell.
Weird.
Oh,
who would invent that?
Oh, it's icky. Number three, I'm going to say, Mandy, what is you? In her notes, she says other gross ones, and it says Sesame Crunch. What's a Sesame Crunch?
It's those little, like, kind of Chinese ones, and they're, like, little kind of honey-colored, and they're just full of sesame nuts. They're very
I've
disgusting.
Never had that. It sounds
oh,
horrible.
I've had them. They're
it
disgusting.
Sounds horrible.
They're disgusting.
The sad part is that there's not a lot of candies I don't like.
Raisins?
Raisins are not a candy.
People give them out at Halloween.
But this is candies. Not
dots. Do you like dots?
I love dots. Who doesn't like dots?
Dots are gross. They don't taste like anything. You have not eaten them recently.
I have. I eat dots all the time. I love dots.
I don't like candy corn. I like the little pumpkin ones, though. Is that weird?
No, they're the same thing. They're just shaped like a pumpkin.
The pumpkin ones taste
good.
Those
wax lips. Those were shitty. Those were shitty. They tasted like wax.
Cool with them on.
They just tasted like wax.
But you look cool with them on.
Number
you look like Marilyn Monroe with those things on.
Number two, I will say, what's a now and later?
those ones that are so hard you can't chew through them.
I don't know what they are.
They're like kind of, they look like, they're like a square shape like that. And then I think they say now and later because you can eat them now, but you won't be getting through to the actual center of it till later because you chew on it for hours before you can actually get through. They're kind of fruit flavored.
Oh, I don't know. Anything fruit flavored seems pretty harmless.
Do you like chocolate covered raisins?
Yeah.
I love chocolate covered raisins, actually.
And then I don't know what number two is, but I'm going straight to number one. Whoppers. Fuck you, Whoppers.
Yeah, Whoppers are gross.
Oh, Whoppers are gross. Fucking malted. Oh, gross.
Guess who loves Whoppers?
Kyle.
Alien Al.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate him.
He used to get those at the movies when we were kids. Yeah, he did.
Wait, Alien Al only gets milk duds at the movies.
Oh, my God.
Only milk duds. Bitch.
He does love milk duds.
Oh, milk duds are good.
They are good. But milk...
They will pull a filling out.
Those other things, the wafer.
That's why
things.
I like Bit of Honey, but they will pull a filling right out. I don't have any fillings, but if I did, I would be in constant fear because they're so sticky. They stick.
They do stick. You know what? I don't like it when people give my kids homemade things. Oh,
I was going to say something horrible. Apples.
No, anything.
It's not a candy, but.
But anything homemade. We were like, taught.
Corn balls. Popcorn balls. Oh,
those
fuck
are
you.
Gross.
Fuck
are
you, popcorn
gross.
Balls. Get your shit out of here, popcorn
They're
ball.
They're disgusting. They're pink. They have
fuck
that
you. If you're giving
stuff.
Out homemade popcorn balls for Halloween, you're a bitch.
That's right. Well, and then Kyle's a like, pumpkin. Oh, let them eat them. I'm like, I'm not letting them eat that. This old man probably rubbed his dick all over it.
I don't know. Maybe they didn't wash their hands after they finger fucked their wife before they made it.
That's right.
Or they had their whole fist up their husband's butt and then they go and they stir
That's
up
exactly
some-
right. Oh, well, as children, we were talking about
it. Isn't it a caramel apple? You know why they put them in caramel? So they can hide the place where they put in the razor blades.
Well, and yes, that's exactly it.
Or
as
their
children,
satanic incantations.
As children, we were taught that Satan worshippers within our own town of 300 people.
Oh, there was a lot of them.
They were putting razor blades inside of the apples and homemade goods.
And yeah.
But we had no access to an x-ray machine, so we had to eat it anyway. That was how bad it was. Growing up in rural Wyoming.
You know, if
Wyoming.
You eat that, you're instantly a demon. And you're going to hell.
They poisoned. Maybe that's what's wrong with us.
No one had ever been poisoned in our town. And no one has been since.
Never in the history of the town has anyone died of Halloween candy poisoning.
Nope.
Nope.
No one even got a little sick
what's
after
your,
Halloween.
What's your one favorite Halloween candy, though, then?
The best one. That's a rougher one. I like almost all candy.
I like a lot of different candies, too.
Like Mr. Goodbar is good.
I'm saying I like the little... I don't like full-size Snickers, but the mini ones are fucking awesome.
Mini Snickers are pretty good. Snickers is like the king
of candy
bar.
You know
bar.
What the number
one... It's not
one...
my favorite candy bar, but it's probably the...
On Huffington Post, the number one grossest candy, the wax pop bottles.
Oh,
where you bite the
they
end
were
of
full
a
of pop?
Oh, those are fucking awesome!
Oh, it was like a treasure.
Where they get? Oh my God, Grandma Donna used to get those.
I like Sour Patch Kids. I like
Sour Patch Kids, number one favorite candy
Warheads,
of all time.
Warheads. I like Warheads a lot.
Nope.
Oh, they're just a
too
blast
much.
Of sour.
Too much.
Too much sour. Remember that one time I gave one to Chester, and he was like, "Oh, make a pig squeal." All right, we better start squinching.
Oh my God. Okay.
Chester. He's like our 90-year-old great uncle.
Yeah, he's old.
Still
as
alive, life. Bafflingly still alive.
They tore his house down. Anyways,
just because they hated him.
Squinch and Uncle Chester.
Uncle Chester, Chet. You got to call him Chet.
Got to call him Chet.
Because of some, because of a character on Gunsmoke that he hated.
Uncle Chet, you ran over a man and he lost his arm, but we love you anyway. Yeah.
That's a story for another podcast. We want to say thank you to everyone who has voted for us in Podcast Wars 2. We were in the second round and just announced today we moved on to the finals. We are versus the shoot. So
it's time to start voting again.
Is
vote.
It? No, it's Wednesday they start voting again, right?
Today's Wednesday.
So start voting again. Vote for FernieCast. Use the hashtag #PCW2.
Yeah, and just, might as well just tweet at TechSpongem just to make sure. At TechSpongem, I vote for Fernicast, #PCW2. Just make sure you include those things in there.
And then any other things. If you want to include some negative things about the shoot, I'm not against it.
No, I am against it.
No, they're really nice people, actually.
They've been pretty nice to us.
It's too bad
Although
we're going to have to destroy them.
We voted for them in Podcast Wars 2? Just because, you know,
I know when we were a kid, we were always taught you had to like vote for
during
the
their round that we weren't involved in.
Oh, right. We did.
We voted
for them.
For them.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that for us.
The shoot, you motherfuckers.
No.
So everyone,
with that.
Opposite vote for the shoot.
No, don't do that. Just vote for us. Just vote for us. Vote for us. Come on, Dan. Vote for us.
Nope. Don't ever hit the table.
Lee.
Nope.
Vote for
so,
us.
So thank you, guys. Everybody that talks about us on their shows, Squarehead Kids did recently. Vampcast has mentioned the Podcast Wars.
Squarehead Kids too. Squarehead Kids and Vampcast both encourage people to vote for us in Podcast
Wars. Guys, we got to win this thing. We're bringing it home for WRN.
That's right. A win for us is a win for WRN.
They had like a preview of the WRN of the Podcast Wars 3.
Squarehead Kids are in it, and so is Mallard Report.
Several WRN shows. So if you want us to vote for you,
oh stop it!
You've got to earn our love.
No, that's not true. Don't you listen to him? Anyways, I wanted to say. The Squarehead Kids are also getting a squinch because they said, if you vote for us in Podcast Wars 2, Dan's going to give everybody a piggyback ride at WickedCon 2014.
Doesn't sound
in
like
March.
Something I would do.
He would do it.
I don't let fucking Squarehead Kids dictate my behavior.
Nope. He's going to do it. So if you vote for us.
Fuck them in the temple.
He's.
Boot fuck them right in the temple.
Listen, if you
what
vote,
was that word you just you said a pie in? I'm pie in.
In Podcast Wars 2, if you vote for us,
I'm pie in.
So if you vote for us, Dan will give you a piggyback ride. We can come, but you have to.
I'll give you a bareback ride.
No, we won't. That's Christian.
Christian Apocalypse.
It's Christian's job.
We'll give you a bareback ride.
By the way, I fucking love Squarehead Kids.
Yeah, it's a pretty good show.
Yeah.
Or do you mean just them as people?
Just all of them.
Man, I don't like them as people, but they have a good show.
What if I wanted to take a nap at WickedCon? I would lay down and I would gently place myself under Frank's red beard, and then I would roll myself up in it, and I would sleep the most peaceful, dreamless sleep I've ever slept in my life.
Next squinch.
The next squinch goes to Lacey Van Grinsven.
Right.
She suggested we have Alien Al on this show, which I would have loved to do, but he's working graveyard.
He's on an opposing shift to me.
He would never have participated in talking about God. He gets very uncomfortable.
Yep.
He's very much of a Christian, and he would not have appreciated that. Also, I would like to encourage you all to follow Amanda Dilworth on Twitter. It's Western Edge Photography.
At Western Edge.
WSTRN.
Yeah.
Photography at, or Edge Photography at.
Nope,
something.
That's an email address. You're thinking at Western Edge Photography. Mandy is a little drunk. I'm not
going
to lie.
Not.
She's awfully retarded.
Nope, that
retardedly
happened.
Drunk. And then we just got, go to wickedradionetwork.com, listen to all of the great shows there. Also, we have several non-WRN shows that we are big fans of. The Dorktown podcast, make sure to check them out. It's fantastic. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Can't go wrong there. Anything else? Nope, don't think so. I'm sure there is, and I'm sure they're offended that I forgot, but apparently...
Oh, you know what? You guys should check out Another Damn Trivia Show.
Oh, yeah, that's on wickedradionetwork.com. So,
oh, yeah, and Small
like
Town Bring
like I said, oh, they're also...
Those are a couple we haven't mentioned recently.
Oh, yeah.
Love them.
Right. Well, they're Canadian.
Brundage.
Okay, so...
Elliot Brandon.
We're all out of bubblegum.
You can uncover your ears now, Mom.
That was Christian Apocalypse.
What's on top of a haunted house, Bill? Bill, what does a ghost say? What does a ghost say? What does a ghost say? What does a ghost say, Bill? What does a ghost say?
Oh, man, did you... He just shot himself.